She's a role model.
Even human. They created Taylor Swift to take over the world, son, and it's working.
But I say it's working.
Through the money, design of the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as it get. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
I want to know why you're mad disrespectful to Taylor Swift. Why are you mad disrespectful? There's mad hate in the group chat about Taylor Swift.
Dude, you need to hit the parlay button. All right.
Ain't gonna be no parlay. I want to know what's the hate about.
Pirates parlay all the time, son. Parlay.
Taylor Swift is amazing.
As an artist.
You don't even know her personally. See, all the clips that come from her personally mean she's amazing. She gives back. She donates mad money.
Bro,
she's a role model.
Even human.
It don't matter. She's human. She dope.
She's not even human. They created Taylor Swift to take over the world, son, and it's working.
But I say it's working. My daughter is in love with Taylor Swift. She tried to make a playlist. She said, "Look, this is a playlist." Let me ask you a question: how many songs are in the playlist?
Depends on what the playlist is for.
Let's just say it's a Taylor Swift playlist. How many songs should be in it?
As many as you want.
So you on her side. You're not asking.
I am on her side.
A playlist is supposed to be maybe 12 to 14 songs. Maybe.
Bro.
Playlist.
Ain't you a Swiftie?
Yeah, son. She has a playlist that's like 3 hours. That's not a playlist. That's like a compilation. It's not a playlist.
Son, it's a playlist.
No, playlist is not.
It's long. The deluxe version.
No, that's a super deluxe version. A playlist is not 3 hours.
Hold up, is it all Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a playlist.
No, that's a
super. That means she got 3 hours worth of bombs that your daughter likes to listen
no,
to.
No, that's a super compilation.
The playlist, bro.
A playlist is supposed to be maybe 20, 30 minutes, if that.
That means that's how much playlist she can listen to.
Son, playlist.
That's how much hits that she got, that vibe with her, that she's like, yo, no matter what song plays next,
son, what
I'm
is a,
good. And
a
play, I'm good for 3 hours.
Son, a playlist is supposed to be, you play this real quick to get ready to go to the gym. You get ready to shoot hoops. You get ready to perform. You get ready to get your adrenaline on. You can't play a 3-hour playlist before your game. How?
It's called shuffle.
You know that. We don't have shuffle no more.
Yes, we do.
You know, we have shuffle on iPods.
You have shuffle on your iPhone.
You know, damn shuffle on your iPhone.
Yes, you do. Do you know if you shake your phone, it will still shuffle the music?
I did not know that.
Damn, son!
If I'm on Spotify and I shake my phone?
Spotify? I'm in Apple.
Oh, I don't do Apple Music, B. They ain't compensating me correctly on my albums.
You right.
But I did not know that.
You're right. There's a lot going on with that.
I did not know if you're on Apple Music and you shake your phone and shuffles. I did not know that. That's
it's an option on the phone. You can turn it off.
Good job. Yeah, but like I said, playlist song is supposed to be.
To some extent, you right, right? Because I have like a ride home playlist. Shit, I didn't post my ride home last night. I'm gonna post that shit today. Still carrying the boats, nigga. So I average like 35 minutes riding home. So I have playlists for like 35 to 40 minutes.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Because I'm like, yo, there's no way this song is the last song is going to finish and I'm not already home. I expect to be home.
Exactly. You don't play a 4-hour Jay-Z playlist to get home.
Nah, I don't.
Exactly. Because
what if I did?
It's not a playlist.
It's just songs and shuffle.
It's a super compilation or a best of.
You know what? You're right. That's what it should be called.
Exactly.
That's what it should be called.
Should be, hey,
a super compilation or a best of.
Look at my playlist.
Hold up. So wait. I have a playlist called Up North. And it's because we were driving pretty much 3 hours to go snowboarding. And I put that playlist together for that time period.
Okay.
And it's all dance tracks. It was all Tiesto and
I'm gonna tell you how you do that, because I got a Spotify joint. I got a New York, a down south, and a West Coast playlist. But because I know that they're long, I say New York Volume 1. Because that means it's going to be long, and there's going to be a part 2 to it because it's so long. I don't say New York playlist.
Okay.
I know you get what I'm saying. Let me see how many songs are in my New York playlist. Does it show me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 29. So
that's a playlist. You got a 30-song playlist.
Correct. It should be 12 to 16, but since it's about almost 30, it's labeled Volume 1. To let you know, you're in for a lot of songs. That's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, so it's like context clues.
Yes, there you go. So you know. My playlist kind of lit too, though. First song off the rip is Jay-Z Can't Knock the Hustle.
Mm.
Get you ready for it.
That's a classic. That's a can't miss.
I got DMX Rough Riders. I got Rockwalla. I even got Slam by Onyx. They ain't ready for my playlist.
They said some clickbait shit like a few months ago, didn't they?
Who?
Onyx, yo. It was Shorty from Onyx, son. Homeboy that played Shorty Duop.
I don't know, son, but I ain't trying to engage in no beef.
Son, nah, it ain't like that. Yo, I think they said something like they're the best group ever.
Yeah, see that's gonna be beef, because Joe tried to talk about Wu-Tang one time, and that didn't go over too well. And it was supposed to be his honest opinion. That's how he got popped in the eye that first time.
Here's what I'm gonna say. There is no beef. I don't have the best group ever.
Because
I never sat down and thought about it.
I actually do have a best group. So respectfully, I don't think it's Onyx. Respectfully, taking my group out of the equation, since a lot of y'all didn't hear about us, I think it would have to be Wu-Tang. Like, no one had it. I mean, it's not supposed to be this kind of episode because it's a playlist episode, but no one had that impact. It wasn't rolling. No one was rolling around with 85,000 people. Like, everyone knows Wu-Tang no matter where you're from. Like, people wear Wu shirts all over. What?
Wu-Tang's a clan, son.
Well, yeah, it's a clan, a.k.a. group.
They got a whole dojo worth of niggas.
That makes my point even more. They're so big, Pauls, that they're a clan.
It's not fair, son. And there was the roster too crazy.
I'm about to say there was mad factions in the group. There were so many factions. There were so many factions that some of the factions didn't like the factions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how crazy.
Son, the roster is insane. Look, they need to be put in a space by themselves. I know everybody wants to put them in the group category. They need a special space for themselves, standing alone on whatever the tallest mountaintop is. That's where they need to be.
And like I said, this isn't this kind of episode, but if you want more of this kind of episode, put it in the comments. But second to that would probably be maybe Dipset, because they had the original Dipset, then they had like Jim Jones group, and then Cam started making his own kind of when he had what's dude's name, the one that was on a reality show.
I don't know these reality show niggas.
I don't remember. Yo. But anyway, they started splitting.
There's only one Dipset, bro. If we're talking Dipset, we're talking Killer, Jewels, and Jim.
No, I get that. But then they had Bird Gang, which was another faction.
I said Jimmy, Jewels, and Cam was fucking lit. Nobody else inside of that faction turned out to be anything even for a moment. At least in State Property, Young Guns had a moment. It might have lasted like a year, but they had a freaking moment.
It did.
They had, was hot for a little minute. I Free, Beans, shit. Sparks had a little moment.
And this must be like, this might.
And you gonna talk about big team factions? We're not gonna talk about Double R. There's the faction right there. I'm right here up in New York, so we gotta talk Rough Riders then.
I mean, there wasn't really any groups that came out of Rough Riders that was really affiliated with Rough Riders. The Locks. The Locks weren't really Rough Riders. They joined Rough Riders.
Yo, they playing Double R, son. All right. Jada and Styles said it all the time.
But they weren't actual spawns of Rough Riders. That's like you had a dope-ass team. You said, yo, we about to click up. They weren't spawns of them.
But they joined.
They were like Avengers. They weren't spawn. They were like Avengers, like the hottest people. Like, because it was X, it was the Locks, it was Eve. And then I guess you can kind of say Dragon, but he didn't really have a career. But
He had a moment. Yeah.
So they kind of like Avengered up, but it wasn't like Wu-Tang. Like Wu-Tang bred them dudes.
Yeah, they did. You did. I'm not debating that. I'm saying that the Rough Riders was a team, though. I'm not talking about who originated as a Rough Rider.
Bad Boys built their team. Bad Boys was a team. You can't put your face like that, because they had the Locks, they had Mace, they had Carl Thomas, they had Faith, they had Biggie, they had rest in peace Craig Mack, they had Biggie rest in peace.
See,
they had
when you bring up Bad Boys,
they had Danny the Kane, they had
whoa, stop right there.
Nope, it's a whole bunch of people.
You that can't got bring up Danny D. Kane. They're not in the same section.
You can't, because they sold albums and they were on Bad Boy.
No, but I'm saying they're not in the same section.
Machine Gun Kelly was there.
They're not in the same section of that Bad Boy era that we talking about. They were not around when Junior Mafia was around. You cannot bring them up.
Baby.
That's the criteria. They were not around when Junior Mafia was around. You cannot bring them up.
Okay, they weren't. There's still a list of people that were.
Yeah, Bad Boy was fucking lit. It was me and Bad Boy against everybody. Shit, like J. Cole said, you would have thought my favorite rapper was Puff. I had that moment. It passed. I've grown my knowledge in hip-hop. No one's favorite rapper can be Puff. He's one hell of an entertainer, though.
You know what, people? We're going to cut it right there, too. Because this is going to be a good episode. We're going to cut this right here so we can get some more people on that fuck with us. And we're going to talk factions of hip-hop. If y'all want to see that.
We're going to do a 50 years of hip-hop, and we're going to bring Bleazy and Gombo up in here.
What are you promising people that probably ain't going to show up?
I ain't making no promises, y'all. I'm calling them out.
I might can get Bleazy for sure. Gombo, I don't know where Gombo be at right now. Gombo living life.
Gombo owe me one for wearing that Mets hat.
Whoa. Relax on the Mets slander, B. Mets City here. But yeah, so like, share, subscribe, do all the good stuff that you do. But make sure you return and put in the comments, do y'all want us to talk about hip-hop or 50 years of hip-hop, factions, individuals, who's better than who, versus, whatever. But do what you do. Let's just subscribe. Yee, yee. Be yourself.